News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
TDs and senators across the political spectrum have recommended that the possession of drugs for personal use be fully decriminalised. This is part of a report from the Joint Committee on Drug Use. I'm joined by Labour MEP Eoin O'Riordan. Eoin, this is a drum that you personally have been banging for some time. Do you think there is likely to be legislative change off the back of this?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I've been campaigning on this for over 10 years. And essentially what's happened is that the government had a citizens' assembly. The citizens' assembly came back with their recommendations. It went through an Oireachtas committee. This can sometimes feel like a process that is about kicking it down the road. But in fairness, the committee have come back and recommended what we've been saying all along and what the evidence has been saying all along, that criminalising drug users doesn't work. So just to make a distinction for the listener, this isn't really the decriminalisation of drugs. It's a decriminalization of the drug user. So somebody who is caught in possession of something for their own personal use, which is demonstrably for their own personal use, does not immediately go to the criminal justice system. They changed the system in Portugal in the early 2000s after a really high profile drug epidemic in that country. And what has happened in the 25 years since is that the number of people on heroin dependency programs has gone down by 50%, but the number of people who have had fatal overdoses has gone down by 75%.
Now, just will you expand slightly on that, Eoin? Because I think there may be people who will see it as counterintuitive. When you look at what happened, for instance, with sex workers, one of the things that a lot of the organisations representing them saw as a big shift was actually criminalising the purchaser because it impacted the market. Will there not be a sort of a logic that says, well, surely if you want to end a market, you make people wary of buying, wary of being in possession?
No, that's a different conversation, because that's a value judgment as to whether people should be taking drugs or not. This is more of a realization of what is actually happening. People talk about normalization and that sort of rhetoric. But I mean, for some people, taking drugs is the most normal thing they do every day. And we don't like that. And Middle Ireland is horrified by that suggestion, but that is just the reality of people's lives. So we deal with that in the health system, or we deal with that in the criminal justice system. That's just the option that we have. And in Portugal, it's not just a case of decriminalizing the drug user and that's it. There has to be an intervention as they organized in so effectively in Portugal, which were dissuasion committees. So if you are caught in possession of something which is clearly for your personal use, there is an intervention, there is an interview, there is a discussion about your drug use and what kind of supports you need, rather than going through the criminal justice system. 70% of the drug cases in our courts are for possession for personal use. It's a complete waste of time. If you go down to the drug court, what you see is a bunch of people who are clearly unwell and also clearly poor, and they're sitting in courtrooms waiting for a sentence of or a criminal sanction. And it just doesn't work, because what people actually need is a health intervention.
Well, let me go back to one thing that you said.
That's
going to lead
them on the road to recovery, you would hope.
You raised the issue of Middle Ireland. If this is going to become law, it needs to be politically palatable. Is there any chance, do you think, of Middle Ireland wearing such a shift?
Well, I think there was a assumption maybe 20 years ago that drug use was something that happened in certain parts of Dublin. There's a realization now that drug use is everywhere, that drug use is in every income bracket, in every part of the country, and in every profession. I mean, it might horrify you to learn, Anton, that there's probably people in journalism that take drugs. I know there's people in politics that take drugs. There's people in all sorts of professions that take drugs. But depending on your income bracket or your social status, you'll get away with it. And the point here is that it's an equality discussion, because those who actually end up in addiction are more likely to be from socioeconomic background, which is on the lower rung of society, if you like, more likely to be a migrant, more likely to be of the travelling community, more likely to be from the LGBT community, more likely to have a disability. Why? Because you're self-medicating. Self-medicating, exclusion and isolation. And if we criminalize that, well, then we're only making things worse. So, look, this is a step in the right direction. I just hope to God that the government will finally take this report and do something with it.
Eoin, thank you very much. Eoin O'Riordan there, Labour MEP, text saying, Lisbon is a nightmare. People openly offering drugs in the street, drug users committing crimes to feed habits. Decriminalisation, not the answer. If you have a view, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.